Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Clive Bull on LBC.
LBC, I'm Clive Bull. Coming up at 9, it's the Property Hour. If you have property questions, particularly we're going to be looking at landlord and tenant issues and tax. Lots of tax implications if you're a landlord. So we'll be talking about that in the Property Hour at 9. Just a reminder of some breaking news coming into us from Wigan. Police are saying that potentially suspicious items have been found in a Wigan house as part of investigations into the Manchester attack, and a bomb disposal team is on the site. That's in Wigan. We'll bring you more on that as it comes in. And we'll take more calls in a moment on the UKIP manifesto. Before that, though, attending his first NATO summit in Brussels, Donald Trump has said intelligence leaks related to the Manchester attack in the US are deeply troubling. Joining us is Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. So what's Mr. Trump been saying?
Well, as you know, Clive, Donald Trump came in for a telling off at the hands of the Prime Minister, Theresa May, following on from attempts by Amber Rudd, the Home Secretary, just 24 hours earlier to try and stem this tide of intelligence leaks relating to the Manchester investigation. But the Amber Rudd intervention didn't seem to work because just a few hours after it occurred, the New York Times published very controversially those photographs detailing progress that was being made in the investigation, crime scene photographs that were somehow passed to the newspaper, it is believed, by US intelligence sources. And that certainly appears to be what President Trump confirms in the statement that he issued. The alleged leaks coming out of government agencies, he says, are deeply troubling. These leaks have been going on for a long time, and my administration will get to the bottom of this, he says. The leaks of sensitive information pose a grave threat to our national security. And he says that he's asked the Department of Justice and the Attorney General to start a review of the handling of classified information provided by the British government. And if appropriate, the statement says, the culprit should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Donald Trump, in writing here, and we are told in person in his conversations with Theresa May, has reaffirmed the special relationship between the US and the UK. The written statement says there is no relationship we cherish more than the transatlantic relationship between Washington, DC and London, but there's no doubt that the events of the last 48 hours have damaged that relationship and given at least police in Greater Manchester reason not to share any further intelligence about the Manchester attack with their American counterparts. And remember, this intelligence sharing relationship between the US and the UK was really forged in the heat and the cauldron of World War II. It has been an absolute touchstone of the bilateral relationship ever since then. And for it to be damaged like this is pretty extraordinary. Donald Trump is using this politically in a bid to say to Americans, look, my administration is suffering at the hands of leakers who keep telling the press all about the inquiry and the investigation into alleged ties between the Trump administration, the Trump campaign team last year, and the Russians. Now it's damaging the transatlantic relationship. We've got to find a way of dealing with this. Easy to say it, much harder actually to do it.
Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed. LBC's US correspondent there.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.